call this business meeting to order, April 9, 2019, 6:30 PM. Ms. Long, will you call the roll, please?
Councilmember Gooch?
Here.
Councilmember Kelly?
Here.
Councilmember Houlihan?
Here.
Councilmember Rushing?
Here.
Councilmember Cummings?
Here.
Councilmember Hutchings?
Here.
Mayor Curtis?
Here. If you will please stand with me to recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Everyone was provided with a copy of the minutes for the March 12, 2019 council meeting. Are there any corrections? Hearing no corrections, the minutes of March 12, 2019 council meeting are approved. Ms. Long, did you have anyone to sign up for citizen comments?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Moving into our business portion of the meeting, we have Mr. Knudsen, AXZ-219-2019-01, proposed annexation, rezoning of property at West Georgia Road and East Standing Springs Road.
Madam Mayor and Council, so just as a reminder, this is on the northwest corner of East Standing Springs and West Georgia Road. It's a four-piece property that's looking to be brought into as a single one, annexed into the city as business general for commercial product. And nothing has changed since the committee hold meeting.
Okay. Does anyone have a motion at this time? Yes, Ms. Houlihan.
I move that council approve the proposed annexation rezoning of the property at West Georgia Road and East Standing Springs Road, AXZ-2019-01.
Second. I have a motion from Ms. Houlihan being seconded by Ms. Roche and Ms. Kelly. Discussion? Mr. Gooch.
Thank you. Just as a reminder to us, approximately how many acres are we looking at here?
So it's approximately 9 acres in total.
Okay. And business general, what uses could business general be?
So that's our most common commercial. Think about Fairview Road. That's mostly business general. So retail would probably be the most sought after, restaurants, those type of things.
Okay. And this is the intersection that the state is about to rework to make traffic flow more.
Yes.
More better, for lack of. Sorry, that poor English, but it's going to be more better. They're going to improve that for traffic.
That is correct.
And hopefully that will be done before development starts. Right, thank you. I appreciate your reminding me and appreciate putting up with my program.
Thank you, Mr. Gooch. Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, Mr. Knudsen, we have SP-2019-04, Heritage Village, ID major change.
Clicker doesn't want to work. There we go. So this is with Fairview. Heritage Village Innovative Development. There we go. This is a major change to their statement of intent, which was previously approved. Basically, it's requesting two items be changed, and that's to allow for a wider driveway and then to also reduce the separation between the townhome clusters from 20 feet to 19 feet. Nothing has changed since the committee of the whole meeting.
I hear a motion. Mr. Hutchings?
I make a motion to approve SP-2019-04. Heritage Village ID major change.
Second.
I have a motion for Mr. Hutchings being seconded by Mr. Gooch. Discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have the second reading of Ordinance 2019-01, Burdett Central Development Agreement. Ms. Gracely.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, members of council. As you recall from the committee of the whole discussion and first reading last month, this is a development agreement with the owners of Burdett Central, which is the property on the corner of East Curtis and Main Street. The major points of the agreement are that the city would allow the developer to make some improvements along the public right-of-way, and we would reimburse those actual costs on the public right-of-way only. We would also participate in the underground utility portion of the project, and we have subsequently met with Duke Energy on that. So we have that moving forward with our underground utility burial program with Duke. So there's no actual cost to the city there. And then also they have asked for some additional right-of-way along Hedge. We have cleared that with the planning director and also with our public works director to make sure there's no adverse encroachment on existing utilities. The sewer along Hedge goes down the middle of the street, so it's not impacting our ability to access that utility. And also, this would allow them a special tax consideration under the Bailey Bill, which would give them a 10-year frozen valuation on the improvements that they're making to the property because of its historic nature. So they would only be taxed at the current rate, not the current plus improvements for a 10-year period.
Do I have a motion? Mr. Cummings.
I move the council approve ordinance number 2019-01, Burdett Central Development Agreement.
I have a motion for Mr. Cummings, being seconded by Ms. Roche. Discussion? And this is second reading of ordinance 2019-01. Hearing no discussion, I'll call for the vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Entertain a motion to adjourn.
I move we adjourn.
Second.
I have a motion for Mr. Gooch, being seconded by Mr. Cummings. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.
I vote for budget hearings right before the council meeting.
That worked out really well.